Naomi Lim, White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. Naomi, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Vince.
I see today, speaking of the White House, on the Washington Examiner website, written by your colleague, Christian Datok, the White House is distancing itself, distancing Biden, that is, from the CDC's latest change on the mask guidance, basically reporting here that Jen Psaki is saying, don't blame us, blame the CDC. What's going on today at that White House?
Well, we've seen this new guidance being rolled out by the Centers of Control and Disease Prevention, mm-hmm. Saying that masks now need to be worn in certain pockets of the country where there's been increased transmission of the coronavirus with this Delta variant. We've actually seen DC update its guidance. So Christian was actually following the vice president around today, and they've had to put masks on for those events. His story hinges on the press briefing given by White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, in which she sort of she blamed more the evolving nature of the virus and our knowledge about it, as opposed to the CDC per se with these guidance. But yes, this is probably the biggest sort of backpedal that this administration has had to face with its response to the pandemic.
You know, it's just imagining what this would look like if this were the Trump administration. I think the media would have the knives out, that this would be they'd be blaming the Trump administration for the state of events, especially because earlier this year you had Joe Biden and the White House promising all these ambitious goals that by the time we got to July 4th, America would be free. Remember, you remember all this stuff about how we're going to be liberated. And now the government's coming along and saying, hey, guess what? People have to start putting masks on their face again.
Yes, and Jen Psaki today was pressed on whether this message of Biden's promise of a summer for freedom, as well as this sort of binary choice between being vaxxed or being masked, whether that sort of complicates now adherence to this new CDC guidance. Now, their argument is that, it's almost good if guidance changes because it's the most up-to-date recommendations that the federal government can provide. And basically, she sort of said she's relying on places like the Washington Examiner, places like yourself, in terms of getting accurate information out there.
I want to ask you about a government official I know you've been writing about, and that's HHS Secretary Javier Becerra. Now, normally you would think in the midst of a pandemic that we'd be seeing a great deal of the HHS secretary, but as you report, we've seen very little of him, and that's weird. What's going on there?
Well, that's what I thought. So we've seen this sort of carousel of high-profile secretaries come through the briefing room, and it sort of occurred to me that we actually haven't seen the HHS secretary in an official capacity in the briefing room for the whole Biden administration. And, I asked the department and I asked the White House, and their argument is that he is vocal through different platforms. He's also busy, they say, pushing this funding for that through Biden's coronavirus spending package, as well as this coming sort of soft human infrastructure package that has things like extended childcare tax credits. And they say that he's out across the country. But the problem is that he hasn't had a high profile question and answer session with reporters. And as you said, that's sort of striking during a pandemic. And I also thought it was interesting because he was also absent when there was a surge of migrant children being held by border detention facilities and then being moved into his own HHS facilities, and he wasn't there to sort of respond to queries about that.
Let me play some audio for you, because I have a feeling that this may play a role in why we haven't seen a lot of Javier Becerra. And in fact, you wrote about this in your piece. This is an interview he gave recently on CNN about whether or not it's the government's business to know if people have been infected or vaccinated, rather, against COVID-19. Listen to Javier Becerra.
We should point out that the federal government has had to spend trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business.
Okay, so Javier Becerra, he got caught a lot of heat for those comments, saying, yeah, of course we're entitled to know whether or not you're vaccinated. The Biden administration had to walk all of that back, insisting, well, no, we don't know specifically who's been vaccinated. But it kind of seems like he's a terrible messenger, so that might be why they're hiding him.
Well, it's complicated because the Biden message may be not the most effective one to start with, and then you have a messenger that has problems articulating it. This came off the back of Biden announcing his sort of door-to-door, neighborhood-to-neighborhood, community-to-community strategy in terms of making sure that his White House can elevate the vaccination rate across the country. So Javier Becerra was asked about this, and obviously what he sort of said sort of upset people that were maybe concerned about privacy issues, things like that. He had to issue a tweet saying that his comments had been taken wildly out of context, and he had to be clear that the government actually has no database tracking who is vaccinated. They can only really tell in a more localized manner people who haven't had their shots yet.
We've seen, I'm seeing some, on the political front, I'm seeing some polling numbers. Americans' optimism about the country's direction over the next year has dropped by nearly 20 points since May, according to ABC News. I know whenever I've seen surveys during the Biden administration, the one area where Joe Biden has successfully gotten majority approval is typically his handling of COVID. But now with these announcements coming out, it seems to be that there are setbacks, that people are going to have to change their lives because of the failures to confront COVID. Do you get the sense the White House is worried that they are slipping in what was once a political strength for them?
I think that's something that we are definitely seeing today with the very sort of careful language that was deployed in the press briefing room. And then the president issued a statement and he's made sort of small comments to reporters at an event with intelligence officials today. I think that is something that they're concerned. We're talking about polling numbers. We've seen that Biden's approval rating is, you know, historically steady. What some people aren't picking up on is the fact that his disapproval rating is increasing. So something like this really exposes to him to criticism, as well as whether the economy is overheating because of inflation. That's definitely going to be a soft spot for him in the months to come, particularly as things sort of pivot from governing to campaigning with the 2022 midterm elections coming up next year.
And today in these new announcements, do we get any sense at what point the White House and the Biden administration broadly back off of these types of mandates, or did they not give any sort of indication of when the mask mandate will disappear? They're calling it mask guidance, but in effect, if these local governments do it because the CDC said so, it's a mandate. That's how I interpret it.
Well, what's interesting about today's mask guidance update is that there was also sort of foreshadowing that more stringent measures might be coming down the pipeline. For example, we saw yesterday the Department of Veteran Affairs sort of mandated vaccines among their healthcare personnel. Today, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about whether that meant, you know, more mandates in that direction were coming, and she sort of said that lots of federal agencies as well as leaders were looking at the best ways to protect their staff and the people that they serve and save lives. So if anything, more mandates could be coming down the pipeline, mandates in sort of quotation marks. But we'll see how this goes in terms of what we know about the data with this Delta variant.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to do mandates anywhere, you may as well start with the foreign nationals who are illegally crossing the border by the thousands. It's a crazy number, and they're going immediately into federal custody. Wild story. Naomi Lim, thank you, from the Washington Examiner. Nice to talk to you. I hope we can do it again soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right.